You know, some people enjoy composing their own music, chord by chord, and others are happiest when they come across that one perfect song. Work is not a lot different than that. Whether you prefer building your own workflow or using a pre-made template, with Monday.com, you and the team can work in a way that's comfortable for everyone. Tap the banner to go to Monday.com and build your own amazing workflow, or find an awesome template. No judgment.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hi everyone, this is your host, John Hagedorn. I wanted to let you know we have a fascinating episode coming up at 1001 True Stories with Brian Tremblay, Sunday at noon. Here are a few excerpts from Sunday's episode, which is titled Wesley Baker Shares UFO Encounters with Brian Tremblay at 1001 True Stories. This fascinating interview includes some of Wesley Baker's encounters, some ideas as to why we're seeing more UFOs, and discusses the theory that AI is connected with UFOs. It's an interesting interview, and I know you'll enjoy it. Take a moment to find and follow 1001 True Stories with Brian Tremblay. It's there at your favorite podcast host. Thanks for being great fans of 1001 Stories Network. And now, some excerpts.
So, happened in the 1980s. I was a young man, and I was literally happily playing soccer in the front room, would you believe, of my parents with a little sponge ball. And it was nighttime. It was, I think memory is fading a little bit, but it was about 1984, about that time there, 1983 and 1984. And I just happened to, where my house is, we were in the main town of Whitstable in Kent. And we have a big hill at the back called Borstal Hill. And then we have an overgrown area called Duncan Downs. And I was looking out of the window. Just, I don't know why I went to the window, but I went to the window and I looked out and I could see on the horizon multitude of lights. And I thought, okay, it's got to be a helicopter or something like that, you know. So I just basically just carried on playing football in the front room, bang, 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 you know, it's nighttime. And then I went to the window again and they were still there. And I watched them and I thought, this is a bit strange. So I called my parents and they had a look and they just, it's probably a helicopter, and went away. And anyway, while I was watching it, they suddenly shot off at, well, one can only say is dramatic speed, incredible speed. And that was when I was kind of taken then, I was already into space, but not into UFOs. I was into the Apollos and everything else. Yeah, so this was all new to me. And
right.
And I saw this fly off and I thought straight away, okay, this is not, you know, this is something different. So I did a lot of research on it. And what was very interesting was a few other people saw it in my town. And also other reports came in over the weeks that had seen things fly over them. And, you know, we're talking about a community of 35,000 people. And if you know the United Kingdom, we're all packed into little towns like sardines. It's not like Canada or the United States where everything's spread out and you've got all that glorious land. We don't have that. And so everything's packed in. So everyone sees everything and everything's well lit up. But this was clearly something out of the unusual. And what was interesting was that we have an Air Force base near us.
Oh yeah,
it's no longer there. It was called Manston Airport, and it was used by the Royal Air Force and United States Air Force. So I was used to seeing Phantoms flying over and gun helicopters and everything else. We were used to it. We were on the flight path at some stages, you know. Well, the local newspaper and everything made inquiries. I put a UFO report in with the UFO Society in the UK before, I think it was at the time, and
very recent. Okay,
recent, very recent.
Yeah,
and I've always kept my eyes, kept my vision. You know, I've heard a lot of stories. I know a lot of people have seen stuff and everything else. And here I was just coming back to my house, and I live by the beach. My family were all going into the house, and I was just parking up my car on my small little drive. And I looked up and there was this three green lights. And I thought, okay, that my first thing was it was something in the stars. And then I looked again, put my glasses on to make sure I wasn't seeing things, and they were there. I got out my camera, took a couple photographs with my phone, and they were kind of there, and then they shot out at rapid speed out across the North Sea. They literally shot past me straight out to the North Sea, and I've never seen anything like it. And I couldn't make the outlines at all, but they were very similar to what I saw in the 1980s. Mm. So, you know, that's a big, big jump in distance.
Yeah.
And no doubt about it, categorically, that those two instances.
We hope they're real, because let's put an end to this right once and for all. Come on down here. Just show yourselves, would you? And then the other thing we always said was, if they're coming, they're not coming with open arms. They're coming to say, okay, you folks are a mess, so you're out of here.
Yeah. I mean, there's both those arguments. I mean, I think one of the things is there were some people that would say they're already here. And there's some people say that the government's already aware of them, and that could well be true. And I wouldn't go either way on that one. I think, truthfully, I think that, you know, it's such an open. I could open it. We could talk for hours on this. It gets me going. I mean, there's so many interesting facts in what you just said. That those two points, are so intriguing. I don't think necessarily that what we as humankind always look at everything as a danger. We always see we have to either like it or destroy it, and there's never an in between with humankind in many ways. And I think.
Thanks for listening, everyone, and we'll see you Sunday at 1001 True Stories with Brian Trombley.